This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
When your head's strong and you believe in yourself, that blossoms desire into action.
But you first have to figure out you, because a lot of people die with a lot of untapped potential because they're trying to be somebody that they're not.
Yeah. Your dreams are up to you. I encourage you to always be curious, always seek out things you love, and always work hard once you find it.
Don't let what you can't do in the moment interfere with what you know you can do.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to win, but it doesn't matter whether you win or lose. It matters how you play the game.
You need to be the person that has the courage to step into a cage or a ring or wherever you, with whatever the format is you're competing, and to do something that's extremely difficult. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, they hold you to a higher standard.
Right. It's the discipline.
The discipline is the most difficult thing, not only in the sports, but in the life.
That you decide, hey, look here, I'm going to move in this direction. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me from doing what I want to do.
Right? Like, look, you're not going to win it. You're not going to score on every shot.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the shots. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to hit the goal.
But because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized, my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
Maybe in the beginning you feel hard to start, but after, when you finish the gym or cold plunge or even the training, you will feel better.
The truth is, I had to work very hard to make it look easy. I spent years whining, swearing, throwing my racket before I learned to keep my cool.
Once you learn how to work, the work itself is self-reinforcing and you enjoy it. It's everything else that you didn't know you were going to have to sacrifice so that you could get back to working.
When you trade your time, you are literally trading your life for something. So what are you going to trade it for? And what is the point of making that trade?
But you know, I think when you have a goal that's important enough to you, nothing will stand in your way. And that's what it was. You know, I wanted to accomplish those goals and I was gonna make it happen.
Listen to the voice from within, the energy inside, knowing you can be more than this. Where there are no limitations, excuses, negative energy. It's just high voltage or positive energy.
These are sliding door moments. And if you say to yourself,
the next time,
aha, a moment, I need to act. Okay, tomorrow morning when I wake up, I'm going to do that. You've already lost the plot.
When you expect to feel like you always want to go to the gym or always want to do your taxes or always want to do whatever it is you think is important, you have made a grand illusion.
I said, well, I don't know whether it's going to work or happen as well, but I know that if you did the work, it's likely to happen.
Yeah.
And I go, but are you willing to do the ugly?
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? I said, the ugly.
Live your life with character, honor, and discipline. And if you live that way, I guarantee you, your goals and dreams will get accomplished.
They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, all you got to do is make one. All you got to do is make one.
He says enjoyment is efficiency.
Yes.
That he looks at however much enjoyment I get out of doing a thing is just a direct correlate with how efficient I was at doing it. That the more that I enjoy something, the more efficient I'm going to be.
Cry it out if you need to. and then force a smile. You move on, be relentless, adapt and grow, work harder, work smarter. Remember, work smarter.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
Champions look at their adversity and they don't run from them. They actually lean into them. They run towards them. They face them. And a lot of people just get stuck because they say, I don't know how to overcome this problem.
Most distractions come dressed as easy opportunities. This is interesting because as people begin to accumulate the success that they say that they want, this becomes an increasingly big problem.
We wake up in the morning with these 24 chips. If you spend 8 hours sleeping, you wake up with 16 chips left. And how you place those chips on this roulette table that sits in front of us, just before the wheel spins every day, determines all of our outcomes in our lives.
Well, the opportunity takes place usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities.
Confidence is not a feeling. Confidence is embodied in action. My definition of confidence is confidence is the willingness to try.
If people really care about changing minds, they need to realize, and assuming that they think that they're correct, they need to realize that like intellectual chasm from where they are and where other people are. And you go, okay, I'm gonna take you one step at a time.
Like, is there a way that I can appropriately adjust this risk to normalize different opportunities? And I think that that single skill set is one of, if not the most important skill sets as an entrepreneur, because fundamentally it's betting.
I need to take every excuse that they may have away from them. They need to see me outworking them every day, not trying to put them down, but saying, God, man, if he's doing this, man, so when I tell you to do something, you can't say no.
And I want you to think about what's that one thing in your life? What's that one thing that's holding you back that you can go all in on instead of running away from? So start to ask yourself each morning, how would the best version of me show up today?
So what kinds of things, what kinds of thoughts are you feeding your consciousness? What kind of things are you putting in your mind that will enable you to either move forward or to justify why you're staying where you are?
You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion. The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they'll lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it.
We were hustling. Nobody else was doing that at that time. So that's why we had success they didn't have. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to have the same sphere of success that they had. So you got to be willing to step outside your comfort zone and step outside the comfort zone of other people.
What is your business plan?
I don't have a business plan.
My business plan is throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks. The things that I like, I will keep doing. The things that I don't like, I'm not going to do.
Is that hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times. We are now around soft men in hard times.
To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
So you gotta be real interested in how to maximize your motivation and make sure it is as little variance as possible and as high up and close to your adherence level you need as possible, ideally over it.
To achieve the highest levels, you have to give up proportional amounts of the things you hoped the achievements would get you. There comes a time when the hard work you have to do is learning that you can't work any harder any longer and that you have to change what got you here to what will get you to where you want to go.
We all fail in life. We all hit failure. It's a way in which you handle failure. If you find out, destroys you or not. Because last I looked, failure is temporary. Giving up, not permanent.
It's how important it is to love what you do. If you love what you do and it's making you happy, all the hard work and perseverance will pay off. When you know you're truly giving it your all, there is no greater feeling in the world.
go. You got to get after it, and you got to have discipline. That's, most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
So you're at the top of the stairs, dude. You have a moment. You recognize it. Mood follows action. You commit to, like, boom, I'm going all in on this. This part of the story of your life is like a movie, dude. Like, you go all in.
Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does. And I did that every single day. And it was.
See, the thing about life, we're gonna die, right? Eventually we're gonna die. But our legacy can live on. The impact can be non-perishable forever, but it's got to be built right. And we got to take advantage of the time we have right now.
And I think the hard part of entrepreneurship is the uncertainty that you don't know if it's going to work out. But taken to the other natural extreme, if you did know and you were guaranteed that it was going to work, it wouldn't be worth it. So we want something from a world, we want a guarantee from a world that doesn't give any.
Race is not about the destination. Because there is no destination in mind. The race is about the running and what we see while we are running. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Do you ever wake up and you're saying, oh, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against my mind. Yes, sometimes it's up, and we are all human beings. We are not happy every day. We are, you know, not in a good mood every day. It's normal. It's part of us.
I wanted to save coffee. I failed.
Why do we focus? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose. A point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural. When you're down, to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself.
And it's just a reminder that regardless of how successful we may be or how successful we're not, but we want to be, we always want to be the hardest workers in the room. It always leads with hard work. There's no substitution for hard work. Thus, working out at 11 o'clock at night when I know my competition is asleep.
I feel to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
There's a relationship between confidence and competence. Mm-hmm. So what you're looking to do is try and have what you believe that you can do be ahead of what you can do. Right. Now, you're not looking for it to be delusional. You don't want it to be able to believe that you can do something like fly, right? But you need to have a relationship between the two.
You just eliminate all external distractions, you know, that's what's going on, and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day, chopping wood, carrying water. Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day.
And people say lead by example. It's so easy to say that, man. It's so easy to say that, but to do that every day, to wake up every day miserable and say, God, I don't want to do this anymore, that's when you know you're a leader. When you're at that point and you're saying to yourself, every night is Groundhog's Day.
It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again.
How did he do it? That's the biggest question. How'd you do it? How'd you get there? And I just want people to understand that road to get in here is not the easiest road.
Man.
And that amount of no's that you hear on that road prepare you for the one yes that you will eventually.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
It could have been great.
How can I get stronger right now on the thing that's holding me back? And this is what makes champions great. They lean in. They say, I don't understand this. I don't know how to deal with this, and it is hard. And that's what they put their time and their attention to mastering.
Yeah. To take that first step towards greatness, it's very hard. That's the hardest step of everything, is that first step, right?
Yeah.
That first step towards greatness is hard.
Yeah.
But what's a lot harder is when time expires in life, and you look back on your life, knowing you could have been great. That's something you can't control anymore because time's run out.
You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark and you can burn a whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it.
I'm getting ahead or behind it. And I can get in a rush. And I haven't found, look, and I know how to hustle. And let's go. The clock's ticking. We're all behind. All hands on deck. We got to bust ass. No time for pause. There's no sleep, no nothing. Get the caffeine out. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we got to do that.
I've been put in uncomfortable situations, but I've used my mental power, my mental strength to push through it. I think that's how you know, you can look at any of the athletes in the world. I mean, Tiger, the guy has a busted knee and still comes and destroys the rest of the field.
Sometimes, the motivation isn't high enough, your intention takes you here, you breathe in, breathe out, find that part of you that's Russian or Irish or Nigerian or whatever the fuck it is, that old shit, and go, fuck this, let's do this. Let's go.
But along with that, you do have to set your boundaries and respect who you are, because you will lose a sense of yourself by trying to take care of everyone else. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't set these boundaries. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't take the time out to keep connecting with yourself, even if it's something you love.
You know, if you're not being who you truly are, all of your successes will feel hollow because people aren't in love with you. They're just applauding the role that you play. Mm. And you're always, at best, the closest that you get is being 1 degree removed from your successes. Mm. And much of the time, you're 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees removed from it.
Well, most people could say, man, I want to eat healthy for one day, or I want to exercise for one day, or I want to be more hydrated for one day. Well, can you do it for a week? Well, that's more discipline, right? Can you do it for a month? That's more discipline. Can you do it for a year? That's even more discipline.
He said, people think that you should be weak and you should be docile and then you should be a pacifist. He goes, no. You should be a monster. He said, you should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it.
You have to want it. You have to want to be a stronger version of yourself. I can't give you that. That's something that you have to want. You have to have a desire and a hunger and a dog in you that wants to become a stronger human being.
Most of the time we're focused on, well, this is how it's meant to go. And let's be honest, 99% of the time, it never goes how you think it's gonna go.
Never, yeah.
And so I always say to people that you get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined it. But if you keep imagining it in a certain way, you may miss the path that's...
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Unfolding and opening up behind you.
Motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there.
And the more you can lean into, I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm going to step up and I'm going to do the little things. I'm going to do the extra things. I'm going to go a little extra harder from time to time. Those things really matter. And opportunities start to open up for you. Because motivation is a feeling, but discipline is a choice.
But there are few people who have decided within themselves, I'm going to make it. Some people aren't waiting to be cut. Some people are moving on their own because they feel within themselves, I've got what it takes to make it.
Ask yourself this, what if something small could be something great? Most people already have a high threshold for joy. Do not make it worse by feeling shame when little things break through your defenses and make you smile.
You really don't have an option about whether or not you're going to develop a vision for your life. You can either develop a good vision or a bad vision. That's your option. Or you can live out your vision or someone else's.
And then you have to have a plan, and you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you f***ed up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it.
I know what it takes to be a combat soldier, and I used to look for courage. I thought courage was a man who won the Medal of Honor. It is. But courage is a man who's willing to put those boots on every single day of his life to go out there and fight for this country when nobody even knows what the hell they're doing or where the hell they're at.
Society said, this is what a successful man looks like. Society said, this is what a responsible man looks like. But there were men who said, I don't fit into that. I'm gonna go try something new. I'm gonna go see things that I haven't seen.
I'll go to the gym when I'm motivated, when I feel better, when I feel energetic. But when you go to the gym and you realize you feel energetic afterwards. So instead of waiting for the feeling to inspire the action, take the action and enjoy the feeling as a consequence of having undertaken it.
And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong. And then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. And as opposed to just doing it and then going to get some sleep and then you forget about it and fall back into your, you know, your routine, I decided to change my life.
Roger will be the favorite for the first 2 hours, then I'll be the favorite after that. I was puzzled at first, but eventually I realized what he was trying to say. Everybody can play well the first 2 hours. You're fit, you're fast, you're clear. And after 2 hours, your legs get wobbly, your mind starts wandering, and your discipline starts to fade.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you.
Yeah, the perception that people have of ultimate success and ultimate happiness is, it seems motivated by what they don't have, rather than an understanding of what success and happiness really is. Their idea is that one day I'm going to go and I'm going to be in my golden years, and I'm just going to be able to sit around and do nothing and tell everybody to f*** off. You won't be happy at all.
When I looked at TV, I saw Serie A, for example, I saw all the big players, and I say, if they can do it, I can do it. And that's the mentality. If somebody else can do it, you can do it. And I said to myself, I will do it and I will do it better. That's the mentality. And I believe with the mentality is 50% of the success in what you're doing.
The reality is how can people be consistent over and over and over and over and over again? You know, play in and play out, game in and game out, year in and year out. And I think that's the obsession that I love to try to study and learn and continue to try to put myself in as much as I can, you know, and just try to have a limitless mind and try to continue to think that way and grow that way.
My test is very simple. Does the sacrifice feel worth it? If the sacrifice feels worth it because there's some higher goal you're trying to achieve, some higher purpose, not even goal,
a higher purpose you're trying to achieve, then you better show up the grit and you keep going. But if it just doesn't feel worth it anymore, it doesn't feel like I'm contributing to something bigger than myself, then it's time to move on.
He said, Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges."
Nailed that one also.
2 for 2.
Failure has been achieved, thank God. Now, the only place to go from failure is to win. You have to achieve failure. You have to take it that far. Nobody wants to go that far. It's too scary. But you know something? I got news for you. That's where winning is. It always has been. Nothing's changed.
You have to work equally hard to be as easy to tip into delight. So Joe Hudson says enjoyment is efficiency. The less grandiosity that you need to feel good, the more happiness coins that you get to pick up across your day. So a good challenge is how little of a thing could happen to make your day.
If you want to go into something interesting, I'm never in a place of doubt because the downside of doubt doesn't scare me. I'm not scared to lose all my money. I'm not scared to lose my reputation. I'm not scared to be judged by other people. When you're not scared, you're dangerous. And so I was very dangerous. Like I'm just not scared of what most people are scared of.
I mean, like, there is no success without failure. They go hand in hand. And with the failure comes amazing lessons, adjustments. And you get sharper because of the shit that you've done wrong or that you didn't know to approach a certain way that you now know how to approach. So I embrace the concept of failure just as much as I embrace the win of success.
Yeah. But there's something about doing the ugly thing that reduces fear. It not only increases your chance of winning, but you're like, the possibility mathematically of me losing now is rather small. Yeah. But when you're not doing these things, the reason you're living with so much fear is, you know, the possibility of you not winning is rather great.
Yeah.
And so you're living with a fear that's self-imposed, self-induced, and your fault because you're not willing to do the ugly.
I just compete. Regardless of whatever it is, like if it's Connect Four, if we play horseshoes, you probably swim a lot faster than me, but I'll try.
Yeah.
I'll try as long as my feet can touch the...
It doesn't matter what it is, it's game on.
Yeah, but I'm not swimming against you in the ocean. I need to be in a pool that my feet are standing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
our easy thing to do is sit on the couch and say, somebody else's fault.
Right. Yeah.
The tough thing to do is, like, life is handing me a moment right now. And, dude, I don't bat 1,000. I mean, it's more like Major League Baseball. I'm hoping 300 gets me in the Hall of Fame. Like, if I can capitalize on 30% of the moments that life gives me and squander the other 70%, I believe I will go into the ground being like, man, I earned life.
It would simply be to believe in yourself beyond, you know, without a doubt, believe in yourself. And don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
Every challenge I take, I have a big vision. I put a lot of effort, a lot of sacrifice in things I do. If I don't do it, it means I don't believe in it. In this, I believe very strong, and I will not give up until I'm top of the world. So that's the way it works. You aim for the top, you don't aim for the second. Second place is the first place among the last ones, and that's not my target.
I was believing in the idea that I finally found the thing that I want to do.
So it was passion that was really
you
anchored to.
Yes, I found the thing that I want to do, and I'm not going to quit it because I love it this much. And I strongly believe that the sun is at the end of this dark tunnel, but I gotta be willing to get there. And I just don't know how to get there yet, but I'm gonna figure it out.
We need to be thinking about, and you need to be thinking about, what is the pain, the problem, the challenge that I'm faced with in my life right now? And instead of saying, why is this happening to me? You need to say, how can I become so good at this, so confident, so strong, and face this emotion, face this fear, face this challenge, How can I face this head on so that I can expand my abilities beyond it?
If ease and grace and joy and playfulness do not come easily to you, one solution is to ignore moment-to-moment happiness entirely and just always pursue hard things. You become a world champion at winning the marshmallow test. You convince yourself that delayed gratification in perpetuity is noble because you struggle to ever feel grateful.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me. You know what? Much to your surprise, I took that counselor's advice. I took it and I used it to be the best basketball player I could be. His negativity towards me made me stronger. You can't stop people from trying to limit your dreams, but you can stop it from becoming your reality.
But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world, to get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
The bigger your goals are and the more outrageous they are, or especially if someone else has never done it,
yeah,
then the people will always say, this is crazy, this will never happen. You cannot do that. It's impossible and all those things. And so, you know, we have heard all the naysayers and everything like that. And you just cannot pay any attention to that because it's just the way it is. And so I always feel like if I can see it and if I can believe it, then I can achieve it.
We all think about quitting the party. But what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain. Because that pain takes over. And you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's gonna get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second.
Passion is practical. Like, when you deeply care about something you're doing, you're gonna work on it longer. You're gonna think harder about the problems. You're gonna take feedback better. You're gonna be more resilient. You're gonna be willing to stay up at night, get up early on a Saturday, or whatever. Like, emotion is actually the highest leverage system within yourself towards whatever your productivity goals are.
I'm arrogant in the way that people think. I'm confident. I have a big confidence. I believe in myself. That's not being arrogant. That's something that's, I believe it's like, it's an individual strength in the human being. I have confidence. I believe in myself. And I have a vision, and I do everything, and I work hard for it. And I don't believe that's arrogant.
Life is hard. No matter who you are, there are bumps and hits and bruises along the way. And my advice is to prepare yourself, because football lessons teach us that success and achievement come from overcoming adversity, and that team accomplishment far exceeds anyone's individual goals.
I struggled with anxiety. I struggled with depression, not really knowing what it was. When I was a kid, I've struggled with PTSD, just seeing the things in the environment that I was growing up in. Basketball wasn't just a sport that I wanted to be professional in. It was an outlet for my pain. And then ultimately, as I got older, I learned how to channel that pain into becoming strength and to becoming perseverance and having the will of a champion way before the accolades and the gold trophies.
How, if we don't learn to master the mind and learn to master our emotions, there is no success in life. That you could be anyone and have anything and have everything, but if you weren't able to reduce envy, reduce ego, reduce illusion in your life, then ultimately you're gonna be lost no matter what. And I felt those two ideas of self-mastery and service were so attractive that I was like, that seems like a worthy pursuit. Like, that seems like something worth dedicating my life to.
It says, find what you love and let it kill you. And there's like so much beauty in that.
because when you find a craft or a trade or a skill that like you deeply, deeply care about, or a mission that you deeply, deeply care about, you become willing to trade yourself for that mission. And you are literally, like, when you trade your time, you are literally trading your life for something. So
the best thing in the world is your mind, your mindset, how you can picture yourself, how you can focus, how you can drive, how you can put yourself in so many situations to get out of it. Because those headphones we listen to, those phones that we Google to find information, there's so many situations in my life where that's not going to help me. Not going
to
help me.
And you're able to just turn that off
so fast because I know what's helped me. None of that stuff's ever helped me. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff's ever helped me. What has helped me has been me alone getting my shit together and being accountable for who I'm not and who I want to be. That's the only thing that's helped me.
People think that discipline is when you want to do a thing or feel like you're going to do a thing, but doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing is discipline. That is what discipline is.
Yeah.
If you want to do the thing, it doesn't take any discipline to do it. Did it take discipline to eat the cheesecake? No. It took discipline to not eat the cheesecake because you have to force yourself to do the thing that you do not want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is what discipline is. He's got the same thing around bravery. Just doing the thing in spite of not wanting to do the thing, in spite of being scared, is what bravery is. If you're not scared, there's no such thing as bravery.
There you go.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.